Guys, this week is Sefer Dishmaya at the end of the week. We have Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar is the beginning of the Mor HaGadol Purim. I don't know if you know, but the biggest light that comes down into the world is on Purim. I don't know if you know that. The biggest light of the whole world. People think that Purim is just a joke. People think it's a time to make fun of people. People think that it's a time to leitzonas. People think it's a time to get drunk for no reason. There's lots going on Purim. And it seems very, very simple. It seems very like, it's a regular day. That's not with the cups, please. But not, it seems like a very simple day. You can do melacha on it. You can do whatever you want on it, right? You can light up electricity. But it's a yom tov l'chol davar. What's so special about Purim? It says, "V'zichram lo yasuf mizaram." It says at the end of the Megillah, towards the end of the Megillah, it says, "V'zichram lo yasuf mizaram." In other words, there's one chag that's going to stay forever. That's the chag of Purim. One chag stays. All the mitzvot b'teilot la'atid lavo. Mitzvot b'teilot la'atid lavo. But there's one chag that's going to stay forever. That's Purim. Why is it that Purim's so big? What's so big about Purim? What's the big thing? You know, when we were in Gan Eden, before we were in Gan Eden, it was just Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon and Chava, she was in Gan Eden, and she ate from the Eitz Hadas Tovara. The Gemara asks, where's Haman from? Haman min HaTorah minayin, the Gemara asks. It's a strange question. Haman isn't from the Torah. Haman came way after the Torah. Way after the Torah was given. But there's a remez for Haman min HaTorah. Hamin ha'eitz. Hamin ha'eitz, it says. From the eitz that I told you not to eat, did you eat? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking Adam Rishon. Did you eat from there? Hamin ha'etz. And the Gemara's Doresh, Hamin ha'etz, it's Otiyot Haman. It's Otiyot Haman. What is it saying? That basically, everything that we have in the Megillah is coming from the chait of Adam Rishon. Coming from the chait of Adam Rishon. That's why Klal Yisrael were chayiv misa. We were chayiv misa at that time. Why? Because we ate from the eitz. We're eating from the eitz. What does it mean to eat from the eitz? We're eating from the edge, we're bowing down to the eighth, we're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, we're bowing down to things. We shouldn't have anything to do with it. It's Avodah Zarah. Right? Everybody was bowing down. There was only one person, Lo Yechrab Lo Yishtachaveh, Mordechai Yehudi. Mordechai Yehudi was Lo Yechrab Lo Yishtachaveh. He's not even daring to even get close to that. He's not even there. And because of him not bowing down, basically we're all chayev, right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from the Golas to the Gula. But it's a chag that's very, very special. Very, very special. It's special in many, many ways. The ikar first way is that from Rosh Chodesh Adar, what happens? From Rosh Chodesh Adar, Simcha begins. Mishenichna kishem shemishenichnas ad mematim besimcha. Kach mishenichnas adar marbin besimcha. Right? Just like when we go into Av, Menachem Av, what happens? We memait besimcha. Okay? We memait besimcha. Right? We lower ourselves from simcha. We know minagei avelus already, Ashkenazim from 3 weeks, Sfardim from the Shavua Shechalbo or from Rosh Chodesh. But we memait besimcha, we lower it. Yeshem, just like that, so we also have to do ba'adar. Ba'adar, the exact opposite. What's the opposite? Mishnich nasadam marvim besimcha. What's the simcha all about? What's the simcha all about? You know, in Kohelis, it says simcha zo mazosa. What's the simcha doing? There's two types of simchas, right? There's a simcha gashmis and a simcha bruchnis. When we have simcha gashmis, where does it lead us to? To gashmi. Leads us to gashmi. It's very nice. But the hour, but then it ends. Then it ends. Another hour, go to a party, we go here, there, you know, the parties in the universities, everybody knows what happens there. Lo aleinu. But what happens is... What's that?
It's a fun hour.
It's a fun hour. What happens afterwards? He's right. He writes, for the hour, it's very, very nice. But afterwards, what happens? It's very, very sad what happens afterwards. And what the simcha that Koelis is talking about, Mazal Sa, that's that hour. It's gorgeous for the hour. But what happens afterwards is just the Yerida. And the simcha that we're talking about on Purim, endless simcha. It never ends. And this is Simcha that begins on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and this year we have two Rosh Chodesh Adars. You know, the 12 months of the year are divided into 12 Shvatim. 12 Shvatim. Each Shevet has a different month. The Shevet is Shayach to Adar, Shevet Yosef. That's why it's divided sometimes into one, sometimes into two. Because it goes back to Yosef. And then when it's divided into two, it's Ephraim and Menashe. Right? The two sons of Yosef. So we have two things. But what's Yosef all about? Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kachem Elef Pamim. Right? Yosef Hashem Liben Acher. Right? It's the Inyan of the Hosafa. The Inyan of the Hosafa, the Inyan of adding something. Adding on to Divrei Torah. Adding on means the Torah Shebaal Peh. The endless plight of Torah Shebaal Peh. That everything that Talmid Vatik is going to say, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadish, right? He's bringing it out. And everything that we're learning in the yeshiva, everything that every guy is saying in the yeshiva, every chiddush that we have, was Nitan the Moshe Mitzinai, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. This is the Inyan of Hosafa. But what's the Inyan of Hosafa all about? Where did Yosef get this from? Yosef got it from Rachel Imenu. Rachel Imenu. What did Rachel Imenu do? You know, Rachel Imenu was an unbelievable thing. Rachel Imenu was an unbelievable thing. What happened with Rachel Imenu? Rachel Imenu, you know, her sister, Lavan Harami, Mamash lied to her, lied to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was supposed to get Rachel, but he lied to Yaakov, and he got Leah. But then there was something very, very big that Rachel Imenu did. Rachel Imenu gave the Simanim. The Simanim were given from Rachel Imenu to Leah. By doing that, she's giving more of herself. She's giving herself away. She knows that she's not going to be married to the Tzaddik. She knows that she has a sequel even to be married to Esav. Because they knew he has, Lavan has two daughters, and Yitzchak has two sons, right? One for one, right? That's how it's supposed to go. So she thinks now that she's going to marry the Russia. But she's not willing to be embarrass her sister. She's not willing to do that. And because of that mysterious nefesh, Yosef HaTzadik is born. Yosef HaTzadik is born in a way that's how suffer. Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kachem Elef Pami, right? Yosef Hashem Liben Acher. Ken Karashmo Yosef, right? The Inyan of Hosafa, the Hosafa of Divrei Torah, always adding on to Divrei Torah, not letting Divrei Torah don't have a square, right? It's always adding on more and more and more onto Divrei Torah. That's the Inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh. On Torah Shebichtav, we don't have. That's Meis Hashem. On Torah Shebaal Peh, that we're also getting at Sinai, we're adding on. When are we getting Torah Shebaal Peh? When are we getting the Ikar Torah? You know, it says that Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. We got the Torah. We got the Torah at Sinai. So what happened on Purim? So it says Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh. Again, we got it. Again, we got the Torah. What's the difference between getting the Torah at Sinai and getting the Torah on Purim? The difference is the Ava. This was Beira and this was Va'ava. Right? Va'ava means that we want it. That we want it. At Sinai, we were forced to do the Divrei Torah, right? We were forced to be mekabel on ourselves Divrei Torah. We were forced. What were we forced to do? Im atem mekablim et haTorah mutav, v'imlav, potei t'ruatchem. If you want the Divrei Torah, fine. If not, you're going to be buried right here. You're going to be buried right here. And it's a frightening thing, but we were forced to on Divrei Torah. But then there comes a time, way later, way after the Kabbalah Satara, it would be mekabel the Torah mitoch ava. It's a different madrega legamre, and that's the madrega of Purim. You know, we have 2 days during the year. One day is Yom Kippur, and one day is Purim. Which is bigger? We all think that the Yom Kippur is Purim, but in Tikkuni Zohar Kodesh, it says the opposite. It says that Purim is much, much bigger. Purim is bigger because ba'ava, we're being mekabel ba'ava. And Lamaisa, what happens on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, every one of us asks Mechila from the next guy. And we're judged. Sefer Achaim, Sefer Amavis. The two Sfarim are open in front of us. What's going to be? Who knows? It's going to be bad. It could be bad. It could be good. We're all nervous. Kol Nidre comes. We're shaking, right? On Purim, what happens? Do you ask Mechila to your friend? You don't ask Mechila. You give him Mishloach Manot. The guy that you hated the whole year, Mamish, you give him Mishloach Manot. and he kisses the Mishloach Manot. At the Bedichah we used to do, right? The Bedichah we used to get all the Mishloach Manot, we used to kiss it. Every time he got a Mishloach Manot, he gave him a little tapuach, a little apple, and a piece of cake, sponge cake, right? He gave him two things. He's happy. He used to kiss it. Why was he kissing it? What's the Indian behind this? Avas Yisrael. The Avon Purim is beyond, it's beyond, it's beyond. There's the Ikar of all of Purim. The Ikar of all of Purim is the Simcha. But what is Simcha? What is Simcha? It's brought down in the Rambam. It's brought down like this. He says, but down like this. Brought down in the Mishnah. Ezu Ashira Samech Bechelko. Who's really rich? A lot of people have a lot of money. A lot of people have a lot of money. But are they really rich? Right? The Mishnah's asking not who has a lot of money. The Mishnah's not interested in who has a lot of money. They're interested in who's really rich. What is rich? Ezu Ashira Samech Bechelko. A person that's happy. Happy in his chelik. What's chelko? What's chelko? The chelik aloka mimal that he got. And the Chelek Hashem, Chelek Hashem that he gives to us, right? Chelek Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Yaakov Chevel Nachlato, right? This is the Chelek of Hashem Yisbarach that he endows the world with. That's Klal Yisrael. He gives us each a Chelek. A Chelek in our Neshama. Neshama Shenatata B'Torah, that Chelek of Neshama that he gives to us. It's an unbelievable Chelek. And we have to be Sameach in this Chelek, right? We have to be Sameach in this. So that's what the Mishnah says. Ezu Ashira Samech Bechelko. Harambam Kotev, Lo Yehe Adam, Bal Schok, Umatalot, Lo Etzev Onen. A person shouldn't be joking around all day. It's not about that. El Samech. Right? In Hilchos Deis, he says this. Vechein Lo Yehe Bal Nefesh Rechava, Nivhal Lahon, Velo Atzev, Uvatel Mimlacha. A person shouldn't be running after money and this and that. And shouldn't a person not running after anything. A person should be in the middle. A person should be in the middle. Ela bal ayin tova. You should have a good eye. You should have a good eye. Memait be'esek v'osek b'torah. Not being osek in things, being osek in Torah all the time. V'otoha ma'at shu chelko yismach bo. And the little chelik that each one of us has. Each one of us has a chelik aloka mimal. Right? Each one of us has this. Be sameach in this. Be happy with the chelik that you got. We each got a chelik, right? We each got a chelik. You have to be happy with this chelik. Unbelievable chelik. And when we see this and we're happy with it, what happens is it grows. It grows. And when we're not happy with it, and we're at safe, and we're upset about everything that's going on, we're upset about this, about that. I have tainas on Hashem Yisbarach, I have tainas on everybody. Right? I'm very depressed. What do I get? What do I get? I don't get anywhere. The simcha gives me this avoda, this afsharut to mamish grow and grow and grow and grow. You know, one time, David Medina. Rav David Medina was the son of Bnei Yisachar. Now Bnei Yisachar is a Rebbe. Anyway, he wrote Bnei Yisachar is a whole parish on the Mu'adim, and a whole parish on the Torah, also many many Purushim. Anyway, his son Rav David, he heard that there's going to be in Dinev, there's going to be a pogrom. The Goyim are mamish planning something bad. What are they planning? To kill all the Yidden on Leila Seder. On Leila Seder. So he heard about this right before Purim. And on Purim, they had the biggest party that there was. No one else heard about it. He got special inside info. And on Leila Purim, they're having the highest of the highest. The mamish dancing b'lisof. Dancing like no one could ever dance. And at Chatzot Laila, they finally said, Rav David says to all the Talmidim, he says, who wants to really get the chiyas of what Purim's really about? Everybody said, we do. Hundreds of Talmidim. Let's get into the chariots and let's move, right? Let's get into the chariots. They get into the chariots. The chariots, yeah. And they start to move. Where'd they go? They went to the hotel in the next city over. They were having a whole meeting about this pogrom that they're going to do. All right. They open up the door to the inn. It's a hotel. The inn and the hotel. They open up the door. David walks in. David walks in. Everybody's quiet. Everybody's quiet. Picture this. Went through the snow and everything, you know. And in the middle of the night, all these goyim are there. Everything's... All of a sudden he walks in. And all his yidden are all drunk. They're all drunk like crazy, right? All of his talmidim are all drunk. So they rush in, and they're all dancing with a goyim. All dancing with a goyim. They dance and dance and dance for a couple of hours. Then Reb David stops everything. Everybody comes around Reb David. And he says, guys, listen, I heard a rumor around town that you don't like yidden, that you hate yidden. I don't believe it's true, but just tell me, is it true? They all said, no, Chas V'Shalom, we love yidden. He says, okay, guys, let's be brothers. Let's swear that we're going to be brothers forever. And they danced and danced until the morning they danced. What did it do? What's going on here? You know when you dance with somebody, when you sing with somebody, when you sameach with somebody, you're changing their whole being. Sameach is a bechin of Mashiach. Same otiyot, kimat, right? Added a yud. But it's the same otiyot, the same inyan. Mashiach is bringing us this new outlook, this new understanding. What's this new outlook? They said Mashiach is going to bring us a niggin. It's going to bring us a niggin. What's the niggin going to be? A niggin of simcha. When we get into simcha, we're getting to a new realm. We're getting to a whole new realm. We're starting to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from our brain, from our heart. We're starting to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a place that we can really, really attach. Really attach, right? Two people that are getting married, right? They're getting married. All right, it's very nice. She has a very high IQ. He has a very high IQ. The mamish geniuses are two. They're two, like, Einsteins, right? It's gewaldig. But there's no connection. They're getting married. They're not getting married. If they get married, they'll probably get divorced, right? But if they have a lave, they have a lave. They see each other, they're lave. The laves are connected, right? The fire is connected. Then they're getting married. Then they're getting married. The Av and the Simcha of Adar is a whole different world. It's a whole different world, right? What is Adar all about? Adar is about Aleph Dar. The Aleph. Who's the Aleph? Aleph is our Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Aleph is Ribbono Shel Olam. Aleph is Gematria of 26. How is the Aleph Gematria of 26? There's a Yud upstairs, a Yud downstairs, and a Vav in the middle. 26, Shem Hashem, right? This man is Hashem Yisbarach, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's one, right? It's one. Aleph. And the Aleph is Dar. What does it mean, Dar? He's living amongst us. He's not just out there. He's not just up there. You know what I'm saying? You ask a kid, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, up there. He's here. He's with us. In our lid, in our lid. He's with us all the time. And we don't see him. Why is it? This is the biggest kasha that there is. Why is it that the Megillah doesn't mention Shem Hashem? Doesn't mention Shem Hashem. Yudke Vavke, any Shem Hashem isn't mentioned in Megillah. And that's another kasha. And even though it's not mentioned, why is it that it's more chamur than Divrei Torah? If I don't hear the parsha, if I miss a word in the parsha, what happens? I'm yotze. If I miss a couple of psukim, I have to go to the bathroom. What happens? I missed it. I'm yotze. But in the Megillah, I miss one word. I'm not yotze. It's more chamur than Divrei Torah. It's crazy. It's coming out of Hamin Ha'etz. Hamin Ha'etz. It's a Torah that's within the Torah. It's Kodesh Kodashim. It's Kodesh Kodashim of the whole Torah. Right? The Megillah is mamish Kodesh Kodashim of the whole Torah. But why is it the Shem Hashem isn't there? Because Shem Hashem isn't specific to here or to here or to here. He's everywhere. And being so that on Purim, the whole Purim, the whole story of Purim, you can write it. You think that a kid could write it? It's a simple story, but you have this every day. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, we say modim. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, al niflosecha. Right? We have these nisim, the niflos that are happening to us every day. What are they? That's Dvar Hashem, and we don't notice it. We say, it could happen to anybody. It was just happened. Just a mikra. Chas V'Shalom, it's not a mikra. Chas V'Shalom, there's no mikra in the world. There's no mikra like that in the world, right? Because Baruch Hu is being mechavin everything, and we don't realize it. And we have to realize that because Baruch Hu is being mechavin us in everything that we do. Everything that we're doing. Because Baruch Hu is mechavin us to come here for Purim, to be here in Yerushalayim. This is the first year, Baruch Hashem, you're going to be zeicha to be here for Tedvav. It's a special Purim, you know? Special Purim. And it's not only Tetvav, it's a different day than the rest of the world, but it's also in Yerushalayim. Right? Also in Yerushalayim. And it's also something special, Adar Sheni. Big Purim. And big things are happening now. Big things in the world. And we don't notice them. A lot of people don't notice them. A lot of people I see don't notice what's happening in the world today. They see, all right, so he got fired. It's all small stuff. It's got nothing to do with us. The Resha. What's happening on Purim? This is what Rav Shlaima says. All this is Torah of Rav Shlaima, Amish. He says, there's only one Chag in the whole Jewish calendar. That's Mamish Mevatel the Rav, the whole world. That's Purim. On Purim, there's no Rav. There's no evil. No more evil, right? On Shabbos, still have some evil. On all the Chagim, we live with it. You know, we make friends with it. We have a little bit of evil. Even on Yom Kippur, what do we have? He says we have the Seir Lazazel. Seir Lazazel, what is it? We're giving something to the Yetzer Hara. We're giving something to the other side. On Purim, there's nothing to the other side. It's all good. Everything's good. Vatel the whole Rav. Mechias HaMalek is finishing all of HaMalek. And that's what's happening now in the world. You don't realize it, but it's happening now. The world got up. The world got to the point that it can't put up with the bad anymore. Can't put up. And it's throwing it up. Throwing it out. Lat. You'll see it more clearly very soon. B'siyata Dishmaya. But you have to get ready. You have to get your eyes ready. Because this is the beginning of Adar. In the beginning of Adar, we start to see Mamish. We start to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Dar Beinenu. We don't believe it right now. We think, Yael's talking to Mianus, you know? Yael likes to talk, hi. But it's not true. This is Mamish happening right now in front of us. It's happening Mamish right now. And if we see it, this is the beginning of what we're doing on Purim. Purim is a very special day, guys. Very special day. It's not like the Purim that you had last year. I don't know, maybe you had Purims with girls, maybe you had Purims with getting drunk for no reason. There's a reason to get drunk. Even though we don't get drunk here in the Chug, you know. But Klalit in the yeshiva, a lot of people do get drunk. I'm just saying. But there's reasons for what we do. It's not stam we're getting drunk or stam we're doing things. We're doing things the Shem Shemayim. And it's kedai to start from Rosh Chodesh Adar. You know, Rosh Chodesh Adar, the whole din of Adar is the oath of Kuf. You know, every month has a different oath that's representing that month. Has a different letter. The letter of Nisan, the Mashal, is Hey, right? The letter of Shvat is Sadi. Tzadik Ochel is Sova Nafsho. That's why it's coming. Tzadik eats. He's not for the Tzova Gufo, not to fill his stomach. He eats in order to fill his nefesh, right? Tzadik Ochel is Sova Nafsho. That's a Tzadi. That's why we have two Bishvat in Shvat, right? And then we have Adar. It's Mamash Deot Kuf. What's Kuf all about? Kuf is Kodesh. Kadosh. Kadosh Yamelo, right? Kuf is Kodesh. Kuf is the Kedusha. The Kedusha is starting to come out. The Kedusha of Yisrael. We're starting to see the Kedusha in the next person. Because, you know, what we see of the next person, I see this person. I'm looking at them on the outside. It's all on the outside. But if we can open up our eyes just a little bit more, keep opening them up, to see the Kedusha of the Yid, to see the Neshama of the Yid. It's Kodesh Kadash, right? It's Kodesh Kadash. We don't see it. Why don't we see it? Because we're not looking at it. It's like the Chet of the Meraglim. What happened in the Chet of the Meraglim? The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Shlach Lecha Nashim V'atu Et Eretz Kanan, right? Go and see it. Go and see Eretz Kanan. How are you going to go see Eretz Kanan? I want you to look at the land. Uritem Et Eretz Mahi. I want you to see what it is. What's it about? What's the land really about? And when you see what the land is really about, then you'll come back and you'll say good things to all of Klal Yisrael, and you'll get this. We're going to be half in Eretz Yisrael, right? That's that easy. They went and they saw the land. This is the land. This is the fruit. This is what's going on here. This is what's happening. And you say to yourself, what did they see? They saw like we see today, you know? Everybody's kvetching. There's Schwitz Lane, there's this and that, there's water coming out, there's water coming out here. Everybody has something to say about their habitat here. But you know, there's a little bit of Chet Meraglim in that. By saying the Schwitz Lane, basically, we're saying Lashon Hara and Eretz Yisrael. Think about it. We're saying something good, we're not saying something good. We shouldn't say that, right? We should say only good things about Eretz Yisrael. Even if we don't see it. At the end of Ksubas, there's a whole Gemara there. At the end of Ksubas, it's all three dapim. You don't get to it because you don't learn. It's also about Tanakh and this and that. So it's not shy to you guys. But I'm just saying. At the end, it says. Rami for Baasi, they were Menashe kipe daako. They were mamish kissing the land when they came to Eretz Yisrael because they saw the land. And there's a difference. The difference is: Did we open up our eyes and really see? Are we really capable of seeing? We have to train ourselves in order to have a good Purim. In order to have what Purim is really about. What is Purim really about? In order to get to that, it can't be explained. You can't explain what Purim is. Because it's beyond anything. It's beyond anything that we've ever experienced. Because we think of it as a joke day. It's a joke day, right? It's the joker in the card game, right? But it's not. It's the exact opposite. And the only way that you can start to experience it is coming to Adar b'simcha shel emes, b'simcha shel mitzvah. Simcha shel mitzvah means to mamish learn the Shem Shemayim. And start to be sameach b'chalko. Start to be sameach in our learning. Start to be sameach in what we're doing. Start to be sameach in our avodas Hashem, right? Mm-hmm. Avodas Hashem. Start to be sameach in every mitzvah that we do. Mm-hmm. Right? We put on tefillin in the morning. Are we putting it on b'simcha? Or are we just putting it on because I have to? What are we putting it on for? When I get to Shabbos, it's another day just to stop melacha. I could be doing so much. I could be having so much fun. Or is it really avodas Hashem? Got to think about this. Got to think about why we're doing mitzvahs, how we're doing mitzvahs. It's a whole different world. This is the end of the year. You know, as you get to the end, you all of a sudden see what's been going on the whole year, and we can understand. And we start to have an insight into what's going to be in the next year. B'siyat HaShemayim Nisa. You know, Holy Reb Zusha. You know Reb Zusha? Reb Zusha was the brother of Rabbi Melech, Vinizhansk. And Reb Zusha, you know, they say Reb Zusha had, there was a Talmud, of the Magid. Zusha was also a Talmud of the Magid, right? Zusha was also... So there was one of the Talmidim once, he's of the Magid, comes to the Magid, the Magid Mimezrish, the holy Talmud of the best, right? He says to him, listen, I don't know what's going to be. What's so funny, guys? What's so funny? You okay back there?
Yeah. Zusha might be here.
So he comes in, and he says to him, listen, I'm a poor person. I don't have much. And I don't know how to be happy with my chelik. I don't know how to be makabel then. Because I'm mamish, I have nothing. I don't know what to do. So he says, you know what? The Maggid says to Reb Zusha, to this guy, he says, go to Reb Zusha. He goes to Reb Zusha. It's a long trip. He goes to Reb Zusha. And he comes to the town. He looks for Reb Zusha's house. Reb Zusha lives in a shack. Mamish has nothing. He barely has a table. It's also broken. He's sitting there with a little lamp. He's staggering away. He's learning. And he says, sit down, please. Holy guest, sit down. He sits down. And he says to Reb Zusha, listen, the Magid Mimezer sent me to you to find out, how do I get my simcha? I'm mamish, a poor man. I don't have anything. I don't know how to do this. Zusha looks at him and says, why did you send you to me? I don't understand. I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand. Why were you sent to me? He says, that's what the Maggid says. He says, listen, I have everything that I could ever have. I'm the happiest person on earth. I'm the happiest person on earth. Imam says nothing. He's the poorest guy that there ever was. But he has nothing. Imam has nothing. And this guy comes to him. He left Reb Zusha and said, no, I understand. What is it? What is it that's generating such simcha? How did Reb Zusha do it? Because he had a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He had a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's all you need. Once you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, really, and you're really connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're really connected to something, chelek elokam mimal, you're connected to some other place. You're not connected to down here. You're connected up there. When I'm connected up there, how can I be upset? How can I be upset about anything? Right? There are many, many hardships in this world. Many, many hardships. Very, very hard things. People are being hurt. People are dying. People are all sorts of things. When I'm connected upstairs, I realize that everything, kol ma da'avid rachmana d'tav avid, the hardest thing, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing to me, to anybody else, I know it's for good. I don't see it. I can't experience it right now. But if I go back to Zusha, I can experience. Right? Rabbi Zusha gave me experience so I can experience. I can experience properly. Otherwise, there's no experience. Because I'm just experiencing it on the outside. But if I look on the inside of it, it's all Or Hashem. If I was looking on the inside of Eretz Yisrael, not on the outside of Eretz Yisrael, I'm looking on the inside of Eretz Yisrael, would the Meraglim be doing that? No. Here, Yoshua ben Nun and Kaleb ben Yefuneh, they saw Eretz Yisrael in a completely different eye. What happened to them? Completely different outlook. Why? Because that was Rezusha's outlook. I don't see it right now. You're right. If I look a little deeper, I'll see it. I'll see it. Eretz, like Rav Nachman says, you know, the Meraglim came back and they said, Eretz Ochelet Yoshvel. The land is a land that eats you up. Rav Nachman explains, what does it mean? What do they mean by that? A PMS? They meant that you become like the land if you live in Eretz Yisrael. It eats you up. So you become mamish like Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful thing, beautiful Torah, right? You can be mefarish, even the Meraglim, you can be mefarish the Torah. But we have to have a different eye. And getting that different eye is from now. It's from Erev Rosh Chodesh. Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar, you get a different eye. You start to get it. And as it grows more and more and more and more. We get to Purim Katan, and then we get to Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, and then we get to Purim. But guys, it starts from now. It starts by crying by the Kotel. It starts by crying for your inner. What do we want in life? What do we want in life? Do we want a serious life of Avodas Hashem? Or do we just want this external life that's not bringing us anywhere, right? Simcha mazosa. That's what Kohelet is crying about, is screaming about. What kind of simcha is there? Simcha of holalut, simcha of narishkeit, that everybody's onto. Simcha of all the chitzonius of this world. That's what we're into. But we're really looking for Avodas Hashem. And really, this is what it's about now, guys. And really, this is the end of the year. And this is the last part. This is the last part. The Bemet, it's anybody who chaps Purim will chap it for life and keep Purim in their lave for their whole life. They're guys that it's the biggest day of the year for them. And it's the biggest day of the year for everybody, no matter what if they're Makabal or not. But if they're Makabal, what's being given on Purim, Nezer Shemis Barach, Makabal is something that's beyond. Endless Torah. Endless connection with Hashem is Barach. It's not telling you on anything else. B'siyata d'shma, we should be zoyche. We should be zoyche. Mishneich nesada, marbin b'simcha, bezrat Hashem.
Ein aroich l'cha Hashem eloikeinu
Oh. Bye. Let's go, 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 let